Hi, this is Barb Morganfield with 3-Minute Teaching Tips for the Center for Teaching Excellence. I'm here today with David Sun, Professor of Chemistry. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Good. We work together in the technology learning community, and we're always talking about things that we're doing in our classrooms and things that we're trying, and you tried something different this semester that I'm hoping that you will share with our larger SMU community.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Actually, this is something that came up in one of our own discussions, and this is called Think, Pair, Share, and this is an example of something called active learning. And active learning is basically anything that students are required to do in class besides watching, listening, and taking notes. And previously, in all my classes, I would just lecture, and my students would do just that, just watch, listen, and take notes. But Think, Pair, Share requires students to take more of an active role and forces them to do something, which I think is helpful. And basically, what the technique is first I'll show a problem on the board, and I'll say, okay, you guys think about this problem for about 30 seconds to a minute on your own. That's the think part of Think, Pair, Share. And then after that time, I'll tell them, okay, turn to your neighbor or someone close by and talk to them about the problem. Compare your answers. If either of you needs help, you know, help each other out. And that's the pair part of Think, Pair, Share. And then what I would do at that point is I would randomly call on a group to share their answer with the rest of the class. That's the share part, so Think, Pair, Share. And the idea is for this whole process to take maybe 2 to 3 minutes at the most. So I've used this in my class this semester. I should mention I'm teaching organic chemistry. I have 104 students. It's a Tuesday-Thursday class, so it's a challenge to keep them involved for the 80 minutes. And then also I teach at 8 o'clock in the morning, so they're all tired and not really wanting to be there. So I thought I'd give this a try since it would seem to be a great forum to try it, and so far I think it's worked out pretty well.
Great. So the students actually participate?
Yes, they do. In the beginning they were a little bit hesitant because they weren't too familiar or weren't sure what I was doing. But after we did it a couple times and they knew what was going on, they became more willing to participate, I would say. Yeah. So generally speaking, they're doing it.
So they became more actively engaged.
Yes, you could say they're doing that. They're being more actively engaged.
Okay,
yes.
Good. So are you going to keep doing it?
That's my plan. I'm not perfect at it. I think there's a lot of room for improvement on my part. I'm learning this as we go along. So I definitely do want to use this in my future classes, yes.
Okay, and has there been any feedback from the kids?
I'm looking forward to the course evaluations at the end. Hopefully they'll say something there. But just what I can observe is that they do seem to be more alert right after one of these little Think, Pair, Share events.
Okay, yeah. So it sounds like it's working.
I think so.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that you're trying new things, and I appreciate your sharing that with the CTE audience, and I thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
This is Barb Morganfield with the Center for Teaching Excellence, and this is 3-Minute Teaching Tips.